Brahms waited 43 years before writing his first symphony. You only have to wait until the next Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra concert to hear it. It's a monumental work with a rich palette of colors. Even from the opening relentless timpani strokes and soaring violins, you can tell that a piercing drama is about to unfold. When the main theme begins, it has a sense of determination. It's Brahms at his most resolute. Brahms used only the most standard instrumentation. He seemed to be intent on economy, not innovation. But that doesn't mean his music lacks excitement. The simplest three-note motive can suddenly develop into a powerful force. By the end of the first movement, an exhausted orchestra echoes the opening dramatic statement, but less anxiously. We often talk of an artist being ahead of his time. In many ways, Brahms was behind his time. He was conservative, disliked programmatic music, and thought there was plenty to be expressed in the old musical forms. He wrote extensively for solo instruments and chamber ensembles, but only published a handful of full orchestra works. I think the power of his music comes from its sincerity. It's never filled with gimmicks. If the first movement of this symphony raised the curtain on the drama, the second movement moves towards romance. Quiet strings play an embracing phrase. And a solo oboe follows with a languid melody. Brahms was never stingy with the length of his themes. He draws them out as though they're made of elastic. When the oboe theme returns, a French horn and solo violin join in as well. It's a brilliant use of three different but complementary colors. and the movement ends peacefully. But the Kalamazoo Symphony has more to come. I'll finish telling you about Brahms the next time.